Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm
taking my new life to the Miami show.
I hate to wake you up.
All right, well, Tom Brady with a nice goodbye. I'm just trying to figure out, you say the down on the beach in Miami somewhere, where do you go for that? Where's the, what are you thinking? I mean, I'm guessing he's living close, if not on the beach right now, but do you go down on South Beach right on the point?
No, that's a tourist trap.
Okay, so
he lives a little bit more up north, so he's probably in the, you know, 70s or 80s behind like the condos where it's not too public.
Okay.
You know, I mean, where is he? He's off of his house is what, Indian Creek? Is that where he got a house?
Well, we don't know. I don't know if they start building on it. They own property in there.
But they haven't built on it yet.
They're going to build a monster. I mean, they can both live in it. Money's.
Well, no, she bought a house too. She bought a different property.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not sure he's thinking he needs that big property without the big family anymore, you know.
Well, you're still going to have the kids certain times, yeah. So you're going to need that. And it's on the water, so you're going to have your boat and pull it up. Rich people problems, man. You know how that goes.
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't know how that goes. By the way, nobody's stuff, they're going to throw his stats up besides the 7 Super Bowl championships, 5-time MVP of the Super Bowl. Those, but my God, besides those, because everybody goes, oh, you got stats, but what have you won? And he's got the stats too.
Yeah.
Now, I hate to say this because there's some good young quarterbacks that with the rules they could play forever, but you better be good for a long time if you're going to run his ass down with touchdowns and yards.
I mean, you
playoff wins.
You look at the two young guys that you can say.
Well, Mahomes
and Burrow, right? Because it kind of looks like it's going to be those two battling it out depending how you set up Burrow's contract to see who you can keep on that team. Mahomes did a great thing for the Chiefs doing that long deal that's never going to change. Amazing job. You helped your team out so much.
Yeah.
But Burrow, you have to pay Jamar Chase. You have to pay T. Higgins. You got a lot of big-time dudes in
there. You got a 1 and 2 receiver you're going to have to pay at some point.
Bates is a free agent, I think, this year.
Not sure he's coming back.
I don't think he's coming back. So how do you keep that team together? And like, okay, so what do we this is Mahomes' 3rd Super Bowl in 5 years. If he wins that, that's 2 in the first 5.
pretty good, but
that's pretty impressive.
But even Mahomes' style, though, he gets hit, man.
No, like, of course.
He's none of these guys are ever going to catch. So they did a pretty interesting breakdown here. So Brady in his 20s, 21,564 passing yards, 147 touchdowns, three Super Bowls. That was just in his 20s.
Okay.
In his 30s, he had 40,000 passing yards, 309 touchdowns, and two Super Bowls.
Okay.
And then in his 40s, he had 27,632 passing yards, 193 touchdowns, and two more Super Bowls.
His stats were as good in his 40s they were in his 20s.
Yeah.
See, I think that's where
they're
you're
actually
gonna,
better.
I think that's where you're going to get the new age kids not going to want to play in his 40s anymore. Like, for what? They're going to make so much more money. You can win a couple Super Bowls. Do they have the desire to play in their 40 to say, I want to catch Tom Brady?
Well, let's just start with this. If you're as productive as Brady and you're playing in today's NFL and just starting your career, how much money are you looking at making between 21, 22, and your mid-40s or even early 40s? That's a lot of money you're looking at.
Half a bill?
At least, yeah.
At least?
If I don't think you'll ever see a guy that, I mean, the way he took care of his body and everything, man. And you got to be crazy enough to want to play that late in the life. Like,
did you notice he dropped like 20 pounds, they said last night? I didn't know that. I could tell.
He looks really skinny.
I mean, listen.
He dropped like 20 pounds this year.
I'll never say anything about a celeb that looks something different, because a lot of people did that with Chadwick Boseman and didn't know what he was going through. So I'll never say anything about somebody like looking sickly, whatever you want to call it, because you just don't know what's going on behind closed door. So I'll never say anything about that. But, I mean, he eats avocado ice cream.
No, he's all in on the plan.
He's all in on taking
care
of his
body. Whatever the plan is. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You always talk about athletes, and you're saying, okay, what do you think the guys that play the longest and at the highest level do? They invest in their body. We can say you can hate them all you want. LeBron James is 38 years old, still doing what he's doing. And what he's got, three more games until he passes Kareem? He invests in his body.
No question.
Millions of dollars.
I think LeBron sees a big picture every day, understands. Listen, I got nothing but respect for that guy playing big games again last night. And he's playing.
Yeah.
When other guys are sitting out. I think he's starting to understand, you know, people want to see him in every city. They don't get to see him. Maybe it's a little more important to him. You know, his greatness is, you know, whatever.
That's crazy. But, again, that's what I think the biggest thing for young athletes when they leave college is understanding the diet part and what do I have to invest in my body for the longevity to be great.
It is hard to break. I'm speaking just – I have no willpower. I have a son that can literally change overnight and do anything. I don't know how he does. He just literally can change his whole eating habits and stick to it overnight. And never look back. I'm finding it to be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Since I've spent a lot of time today when we're not working here talking to you about diet. But you're right. It's not every guy goes in there and goes, okay, I can do this for a while. But, man, as soon as the season's over, my ass can eat cheeseburgers and a lot of pizzas.
But as you should. As soon as your season's done, we'd always do it. Take a month off. Chill. Relax. Go travel. Party. A lot of guys, when it comes to like that, almost like Valentine's Day, the grind gets right back on. So if you don't make the playoffs, you're done in January. Month and a half, go do the heck you want. Go have fun. Go splurge.
We have guys that have weight clauses through the years. The Dolphins have had guys that had big weight clauses because they knew the big guys or certain guys have weight problems. Like, hey, $50,000 if you report on such and such a date at this weight or under. Can't do it. Still show up like, ah, I didn't make it, but I got to tell you, that wife of mine, nobody cooks fried food better than she does.
I would love to show up for $50,000 to make weight. Damn.
Seen guys get cut, came back.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if we'll ever know the true story about a guy. I don't even know if he played this year. Solomon Kinley. I don't know if any Dolphin fans followed him out there. Couldn't get his weight down and convinced himself that he could play at that weight to the point that every coach – he ever had was mad at him.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to be a starting guard in the NFL for a long time. He might have eaten himself out of the league with a shortage of linemen. I'm not sure he got picked up on a practice squad.
It's all about what do you want to sacrifice to be successful at your career. And he couldn't do it, or he didn't want to do it.
There are certain things that coaches, as you know, will put up with and not put up with. Cool today, coaches, you know, a little more tolerant. He lets you have more say-so in things. You know, that wasn't that way before with my guy. But two things coaches don't like. Two things. You can't stand or a weight that's given to you by the science department after they do all the body fat checks. And the healthiest weight for you to be at your best is mostly big guys.
Yeah.
The linemen on both sides.
Of course.
And the second thing that drives coaches nuts, that not every coach is sure how to handle it, is being late.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate that. That's my pet peeve.
Mine too.
My pet peeve.
Why am I on time and everybody else on time and your ass is coming in late again? Now he got to dog you because you did it. You walked in here. We already got into everything and your ass was out late last night. And now why? The only thing that was entertaining when I played because Shoes would call your ass out right there.
Yeah, we had coaches like that.
Just like you got two things. I guess back in college, you know, going to class and you miss class, you know the deal. I told you I don't have a lot of rules. But, yeah, that being late thing and how coaches handle it.
I know how they handle it for the rest of the you like up-downs? Go do 500.
No, that would take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing worse than that. You want to throw up right there. That's the easiest way.
Roly-polies outside for the whole workout? That's you.
That would get you going pretty good. Anyway, this Tom Brady thing, really, on National Signing Day, part two, and still trying to figure out who the offensive coordinator is going to be at the University of Miami, although I think that's going to happen pretty quickly after this signing date. And Vic Fangio, trying to figure out what the hell happened. This is a weird one, guys. This is not normal. Usually hear a guy's name, and it's coming from Adam Schefter or NFL Network. I mean, NFL Network is owned by the owners. Guys, please get it to us first. They go out and break that story to the point that people with the Miami Dolphins thought it was a done deal. Yeah, we're just waiting, but it's done. I mean, we feel good. And we're still waiting here.
And here's my thing.
And he's obviously talking to other teams.
That's what I was going to say.
Not like he's not doesn't want to know what's out there. And maybe he felt like I jumped on this Dolphin thing a little too quickly. I didn't realize, you know, some of my other guys are coming back.
And that's to me, it has to be Sean Payton. Because if you're the 49ers, you know D'Amico Ryan's getting a head coaching job.
You knew he was gone.
You just knew he was getting it. So you knew you could slide into that. So you probably wouldn't jump the gun with the Dolphins. You probably didn't know Sean Payton was going to come back like that. There was rumors.
The week before, they didn't think he was going to take a job.
Exactly. So I think that's the job that kind of made him hesitate. Because it couldn't be the 49ers job because you knew he was gone. You knew that was going to open up. So could it be Sean Payton that now you got to sit back?
If I'm dealing with Denver, I feel good. Because I think part of your ego, no matter what, they fired you a year ago as a head coach. Now you're going to go back and be, well, we didn't like you at all. Sorry, the things I wrote about you. But as a coordinator, I think you got a chance to be pretty good. Just let Sean Payton be the head coach. You weren't very good at that. That's weird.
It is.
We don't hear about guys going back.
No, ever.
We've had a lot of the best coordinators at some point get a head coaching job, like Fangio, who had to wait a while to get it.
Yes.
And we always laugh. Like, a lot of coordinators aren't head coaches. They're meant to be coordinators. That's what they do. It's a different animal for being a head coach. I just, with ego and knowing Fangio can coach so many different places as a coordinator, do you really go back to a team that fired you? I know it's different ownership.
I think that team is rough, man.
Not Hollywood. Hollywood can go back.
No. Yeah, I would. But, well, Denver's a cool place. But, no, I just that team's not very good. I think the Dolphins, again, man, he's got a chance to really, really win here.
And guess who else is in Florida? His mama. Come on, man. You got to come back
with moms.
Joe
said his girlfriend's an eye surgeon in
I don't care. The eye surgeon's going to be around. Your mom's not going to be around for much longer.
She's
got to be older.
LASIK, like the laser thing?
I don't know.
You don't know what kind of eye surgery?
I just saw the report. Those guys were talking about it, thinking in San Francisco they have a chance because they think his girlfriend is a doctor out there. And a very good doctor.
Think. think. I know what
they
I
went, need a new girlfriend down here.
They exactly. went with a new report. Yeah. Wait till he gets a girl down here. We'll give him one of those combination packages.
Oh, man. I love the combination packages. I learned real quick coming from Palm Beach.
Oh, that combination package.
I said, man, what
nobody
the hell
mixes
is that?
It. Nobody mixes it up better than South Florida. Going, woo. What? Got to ask you this. I know I got no shot. Give me the combination, though. Man, it's beautiful.
Why are you going to? You don't go with that confidence? What do you mean you don't got no shot? Everyone's got a shot. You Joe Rose. You got big bread, man.
I'm just trying to keep my own damn marriage together, let alone the rest of that stuff. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Man, you know what's right around the corner? It's here in town. We're not even talking about the NHL All-Star Game. Skills competition. The best players playing against each other. We got concerts coming up. We got great Heat basketball games coming up. And people are asking me, hey, with all this entertainment we have down here, sports and music and everything else, everybody down here, because that's the way we roll in South Florida, looking for a last second ticket. Well, or tickets. I always tell everybody, don't call me, man. I got no pull to get you freebies at the last second or even get you a deal. What you need is game time. Because that's what most people are doing and love about Game Time. The amazing last-minute deals on tickets here in South Florida. It's so fast and easy to use. Just real images of the views of your seat. That's what I love the most. So you see where they have tickets. You can see the view down on the court, down on the ice, so you know exactly where you're going to be sitting for a concert. Easy to find all the sports, concerts, and shows going on in South Florida. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. right now. Hey, download the Game Time app, enter your email address, and use the code WQAM for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, low price guarantee here in South Florida.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Order every day with Game Time.
Joe, I just wanted to give our listeners some good news here, and I know you like to hear about this as well. We're giving away a dual number custom jersey signed by your friends Mark Duper and Mark Clayton.
Wow. They're plus, both going to be in town this weekend?
They are. Plus a meet and greet with the Marx Brothers at Sinbad Sports in the Shops of Pembroke Gardens this Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Go to sinbadsports.com for the details. And to enter, text the word Duper to 20357. That's Duper to 20357. Get entered there for a chance to win.
Try to get those.
I believe I've given people the wrong code word.
You want to try it again?
Yes. The code word today is Mark. I guess they change it every day. It's Mark, not Duper. Mark, M-A-R-K, 20357. My apologies.
Mark.
You
know what's funny?
20357.
So, Mark and Mark are good friends and great, great teammates. Just really enjoy playing with both those guys. But the best thing that happened for both those guys in a really crazy way is how good Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle were. Because we haven't had anything close
yeah,
to the Marx brothers since these two showed up and put 3,000 yards of offense together.
Yep.
And pass receptions. And it brought back up because everybody's, oh, man, we haven't been this good since the Marx brothers. So, you know, instead of getting, you know, who's the fastest and who is the most athletic and this and that, I just think it's great that they're coming back and doing stuff. And it's a great time to have them back. And I hope a lot of people will be able to go out there and see both those guys. They had a big signing. We're supposed to have dinner with them out in Santa Clara, and they were in a big show out there and got tied up, so we ended up not seeing them out there with us for dinner. But, yeah, that's cool. And we'll try to get both those guys on here tomorrow and on Friday to come on a little bit and talk about the Dolphins. Mark Clayton still, I don't know where you put it, the guy had 18 touchdown passes in a season.
Jesus.
So everybody talks, and their numbers aren't nearly what these guys are.
Yeah, but
Different time.
I mean, listen, you put your boy Dan in this offense, what does he throw for? 6,000 yards?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not even a question.
I had to think about when you said 6,000, you weren't exaggerating. Yes.
No, wasn't.
Every day.
Yeah.
He throws for that with those guys. Those guys just keep running in turn. It should be right over your shoulder.
It's ridiculous what the offense have, how it's evolved and changed.
Yeah.
You know, people always say like, oh, well, the numbers. I go, bro, they played in the run-heavy offense of the times.
But I got to tell you, go back and look, and Clayton and Duper were wide open a lot. A lot like these two were this year.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get in the comparison because I think Tyreek Hill, what he did, and some of the things he can do, just, you know, stop on a dime, and some of the route running and the threat he's going to run by everybody. But, yeah, Clayton had more touchdown passes in one season those two had together this year.
I think the great thing is that they're both coming back and they're both showing love and dropping knowledge, and the younger guys are open to it because, you know, we talk about egos with coaches and stuff. It's the same thing with players. Some guys don't want to come back and drop knowledge, and some guys aren't open to it and be like, look at this old guy, what's he going to do for me? You know, I think that's the best thing about it.
Well, listen, it was a hell of a year. I think the one thing at top of everything was how good Waddle, who led the league in yards per catch, and 1A and 1B, how good they were. And Tyreek just was fantastic. Just did everything. Turned a lot of short routes and went for 20 yards, 25 yards, you know, ran by people this year. And it was special having both those guys. Never, ever take away from that. And they just got to grow it. And you got me thinking because you brought up we need two offensive linemen. And you were talking about through the draft, right? Mostly, are you? Talking
well,
about
I mean,
that?
Right now
there's not a lot of.
What are they? $4-6 million over the cap. Like you have. You
yeah, but they
have
can to, free up a lot of
restructure
money.
Restructure deals,
restructure
and stuff. We know
all
how that
the
works.
Big guys. Yeah,
I think it's both. You got to go get an experienced guy that I know I can plug and play right now, because they've missed on a bunch of offensive line draft picks. I mean, where's Dieter been? Is it Dieter?
Dieter's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
he's up and. And they
is Austin Jackson that guy for right tackle?
So your point, by the way, we haven't talked. I'm glad you brought that up. Michael Dieter, when we had guards go down, we could have moved our center to guard and put Dieter in there,
yeah.
And they didn't do that.
Exactly.
He was active every game, but they didn't play him at all, to give you an idea. I think that spoke everything you need
volumes,
to know.
Yeah.
That's like Igben Ogene. Like, there's nothing else you can tell. Don't tell me he's getting better, because we're going into our fourth year. And he's still inactive. So I don't tell me all of a sudden it's coming together in the fourth year. You can't do that. We were shorthanded last year, and you didn't play him unless too many guys went down.
We were shorthanded this year, and I mean, you put in rookies.
So the other one is the most interesting one, and I think you're going to be wrong. I think Austin Jackson and Eichenberg are both, their mindset is they're both going to be starters this year.
Okay.
I mean, now, I'm not sold on either guy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Me either.
First of all, both injured.
Yep.
One guy injured half a season. Basically, the other guy played in two games and was injured and didn't play at all, basically, and went on IR for a second time. But they're young, high draft picks, and I don't think they're going to give up on them.
Well, first-rounders always get that leeway because you're a first-round pick and GM.
Austin Jackson's now in year four, too.
Exactly.
He's part of the Tua Iggy.
And you want to be right. Right, and then you also have that whole fifth-year option thing. We got to learn to pick up, right? Because you got to pick it up this year, right?
May 1st.
So that's a big question. What's the price tag, and would you pick it up?
No.
So he plays next year. He gets to play one more year, right?
Just you can always tag him, or if you want to.
Yeah.
But you got to pick it up. You haven't seen. How can you pick something up you haven't seen?
And that's
played
thing.
Three different positions, and the first two, the new coaching staff comes in and goes, no, you're not left. Guard, you're not a left tackle. You're a right tackle. You're fast. I liked you coming out of college. But, you know, the other thing we talk about is this production thing. Like, to produce, you got to be healthy.
Got to be healthy.
So, I could see why you think you were looking at this thing going, we got to go get some more other, you know, we got to get more guys. And I'm like, no, we got a bunch of young draft picks that need to put it together and have a good – year. You got your center and left tackle.
You're good there. You're good.
Robert Hunt is really good at right guard. Question is, the two guys I'm talking about, positions they play. Left guard.
And right tackle. And right tackle obviously is Tua's blind side.
So I just think all those things come into play. Do you trust the guys coming back? They haven't had passing grades. I didn't give Eichenberg a passing grade last year. Oh, Joey had a couple really good games before he got injured. Again, got to be productive. And you can't be productive if you're injured.
Yeah.
And nobody gets injured on purpose.
Of course not.
I'm not saying that.
Well, maybe two of the way he falls, right? God. What do we got? We got to go send him like stuntman school or something to show how to fall?
I'm not sure how the coach said we think there's some things we can work with Tua. They were being serious.
Bigger helmet.
No, but they were talking about teaching
them a special padded
teaching them how to fall, teaching them how to slide. And I'm like, don't you either know how to do that or you don't? That's kind of weird.
After all these years of playing quarterback.
Like a baseball player go, hey, you got to slide. You're not very good at it. Let's try to pick this up in your mid-20s. Like, you've been doing it your whole life. Don't you kind of?
I just don't know how you teach him how do you fall right?
Well, he fell on the back of his head three times.
Every single time.
Every one. So if you don't believe us, you can go look and try it. He got tackled differently three times and ended up on the back of the head three times.
Yeah.
And the second one, obviously, the Thursday night, was the most vicious one.
We'll just get him like a fat knot in the back, like a pad to put on there.
I'm sure they'll try everything. Something. I'm sure the science is going to come in and go, Mike, check this big bad boy out. I think it's guaranteed to protect the back of that noggin. Maybe you're right.
It's a good idea. That's what I'm going to do this offseason. I'm going to create a helmet and a pad.
I think you got enough going on.
Then we can do a multi-million-dollar Brian Monroe company helmets.
Yeah, to start that up.
We prevent concussions.
Oh, don't do that. Don't go that far.
Then you get sued.
Guaranteed, your kid wears this, never have a problem. Your lawsuits would be flying soon as that thing came out.
Man.
They'd be flying out there.
They'd be flying crazy.
305-567-056. We got a little bit more to get to here. It's been a absolutely crazy day, starting with the news that came about halfway through the show. Tom Brady has retired from the National Football League. And even more than that, he did it in Miami, down on the beach. Wow, you can't make that story up. Of all the places he's been, Tom Brady's down here. Pretty damn cool.
Why wouldn't you be?
Everybody.
Everybody's down here. Everyone's, if you're anybody, if you got money, you got whatever, you at least have a place. in Miami, whether it's a house, a
lot
nice
of guys
condo.
Have off-season homes here. You're right.
Well, think about off-season, right? You could so the biggest training facilities are like Florida, Arizona's got some big ones, and LA I think now has got some big ones.
Oh, for quarterbacks.
For quarterbacks,
sure.
Right? So all you do in off-season workout is you work out for 2 to 3 hours. You got the rest of the day to do whatever you want. You want to be in Arizona or you want to be on a boat in Miami? You want to be at brunch in Miami?
We do have a bunch of places that pros are going to work out now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got, off the top of our head, I could think of 8 big-time trainers down here.
Really?
Yeah. Think of all the different guys. You know, Pete's been around
forever. Marito's been around forever.
You know, you got Perform with Nick and the guys that came, came on the show.
Matter of fact, Nick just moved to another place. I think bigger place.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Then you got DBC down in Design District where LeBron and D-Wade went
those
to.
Guys. You got Brandon Marshall's got a place.
Brandon Marshall's got I Am Athlete. Then you got the guys that he was with, Matt Gates before, who's up in Boca in another place. Then you have Core Fitness, which is down in Miami as well. It's got a bunch of NBA dudes and NFL guys.
I didn't know that. I didn't know all those.
You got Athletics. You got a ton. I mean, a ton. Then you got Legacy Fit, which is in Wynwood. And if you want a nice workout on a Sunday or the weekend.
I've seen the Legacy.
Go to Legacy Fit. You go
My
get
daughter
it.
Works out of Legacy. Awesome. I want nothing to do with that workout.
No, it's a beast. It's a beast.
I went a day one of her friends went for the first time and puked.
Oh,
before
yeah.
she went out in the back, they walked out to make sure she was okay.
100%. That's why I don't do any of those workouts anymore.
No. Hell no.
You're going to make me throw up.
All right. Listen, we got to go to break here. We'll come back and check in. I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deal. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers because I own a Tahoe and a Trailblazer, and we like the big SUV. And my daughter loves the small SUV. And I just got to tell you, when it comes to the new SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealer, starting with the big boys, I'm a big guy, and I like my big Tahoe. Tahoe's in Suburban's got a brand new look. Added more space, the midsize SUV, the Traverse almost fills with all the space for a midsize SUV that it has like a big boy. And then the smaller SUVs, that Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox are just fantastic. So much style and substance. And I haven't even gotten to the Silverado truck family. We've got so many different style trucks. We got one perfect for your lifestyle. Working trucks, full-time to family trucks. Just a lot of you just love being in big, strong, durable trucks. You can't beat a Silverado truck. We got plenty of new and used and our best overall products for cars, trucks, and SUVs. And all I'm saying is this to you. If your lease is up, you're starting to look around for something new or in used, really good shape, you're going to love your South Florida Chevy dealers. If you haven't been there for a while, Corvettes and Camaros are still as sexy as can be. But you're going to find out so much. The way people treat you, you take some test drives, you get exactly what you want, and the best overall products in the history of the Chevrolet family is waiting for you. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today, tomorrow, the next day at your South Florida.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chevy dealer.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
What a run, huh? What a run. Tom Brady this morning making an announcement on his social media that he's retired. This time he means it. And down on the beach. And we'll see where it goes. But that's it. So much for Tom Brady going to San Francisco the last couple of days.
We'll see him around Miami. That's where we'll see him.
Man, think just this thing's star power, huh? Jeter stayed down here. He's around. Beckham's seems to go to everything. My man Beckham, he likes hanging out with the he likes the star power.
Think about how many just athletes have places in Miami. Messi's got a place in Miami.
Yeah.
Pogba plays for France. He got a place in Miami. Odell Beckham got a place in Miami.
Just think it's like an ice cream place. It's the 10 different flavors you get.
Yeah, listen, there's a reason why someone asked me yesterday. Restaurants. All the married guys are like, married with kids? I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely not. Well, I mean, think about it. Entertainment. Not just entertainment. We have multicultural entertainment. Latin America, Caribbean, European.
Look at
everything.
The population of everything. You know, it used to be Colombians and Venezuelans, but it's everything. It's we just have the best of. I just think it makes it a better place every day with everything you have down here. And I think there is a lot of good with all the changes since I've been here since 1980 to what we have. And then, listen, Tom Brady retiring down here, I would have never thought in a million years. Tom Brady, who grew up in the Bay Area out in Northern California and then goes to New England, where he obviously is one of the greatest athletes of all time, if not the greatest. Really, I mean, you could start putting him right there. And Boston's had some great athletes in every sport.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Bill Russell. You always got to be careful when you start talking about great and not put Bill Russell at the top of everybody's list. But listen, Tom Brady could be right behind Bill Russell. And I know a lot of people going, hey, Ted Williams and all the great Red Sox. Well, calm down. No, not Larry Bird. No, not any of those guys.
Bill's got, what, 11?
Yeah, Bill's got there. But, hey, listen, man. Tom fitting in number two in that
Look at this. Look at this. Look outside right now. You know what you can't do in Southern Cal?
I know you can't do it in Dallas because I got snowed out 2 days in a row.
You can't, if Tom Brady wants to say, hey, what did he say? 74 degrees out right now? Let's go take the boat out. Let's go grab some food on the boat.
No?
Let's just go chill. Let's go kick our feet up and relax.
Hey, and I'm sure he feels like he's missed out on lost stuff because he's been so friggin' dedicated to a sport and everything that part of him, you know, besides, I mean, his kids are an age where you want to spend time with them, a lot of time now that they know everything that's going on, you know, at that age where they're like dad being around. But, man, I'm sure Tom wants to do some things, right? Well, he's had to give up because, I got football, I got mini camp, I got to go to this, I can't show up. But I'll tell you what, you want to look at something really impressive. The most impressive stats, I can't talk for every sport, but in the NFL, belong to what Tom Brady's done in his career.
I think the funniest, stat they posted when it was the Bucks versus the Cowboys, he's got more wins than the whole Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even go. Listen, his bio, when you play against the Patriots or Tampa Bay and they go, all right, We're going to start off. We get past the head coach and the owner, because Robert Kraft's got a huge ego too.
Yeah.
And then you work your way to Tom Brady, and it's like, is this thing ever? Comeback wins, playoff wins, record, and you're like, oh, my God. Times did he play in the AFC Championship game besides the 71? Pretty amazing stats. I don't know if anybody will ever touch him for everything, for championships to
that longevity,
yards, staying around. And by the way, the last 3 years, put up stupid numbers in Tampa Bay.
Dumb numbers. Dumb. I mean, what did he say? He almost put up how many? The same thing he put up in his 20s, what he did in his 40s.
Yeah.
Come on.
I remember like yesterday, we were talking about Tom Brady. Is he really going to play in his 40s? Talking about wanting to play till 45. He did just what he said.
He did it, and he did it at a high level.
Wanted to play till 45, yeah. And he was able to do it. And I got to see a bunch of them, and so did a lot of Dolphin fans.
they're popping champagne right now for that retirement.
Man, I think when he left was when they're most excited, although last year he put a ton of points on this Dolphins team. Not this past year, but 2 years ago. And it could have been a lot worse. They shut it down at the end of the game at like 50 on us and got nice finally at the end of the game. So you just never know. 305-567-0560. Woody, couple of texts coming in here. What do you have for us?
Well, we don't have much time left here, Joe. Let me just read this to you here, though. NFC South quarterbacks currently under contract for next season. So I got this sent to me here. Falcons have Desmond Ridder, Marcus Mariota. The Bucs have Kyle Trask. The Panthers have Matt Corral and Jacob Eason. And the Saints have Jameis Winston and Jake Luton.
Wow.
The Saints got a leg up?
By the way, that's a great text by somebody. Mariota's going to be gone. He left. He found out he lost his job. I think he walked out of the building. They don't want him around.
So is Ridder your guy because he's a second-round pick?
I don't know, but see, this goes back to what we're talking about. Woody and I talk about all year. What do you do at quarterback? Still not enough quarterbacks to go around where you go, we got a guy.
Yeah.
We're never going to have where we go 28, 29, 30 teams go, we all got our guy at quarterback.
Well, that's why like you read that list and everyone's like, oh, the Dolphins just need a really good backup in case Tua gets hurt. So that we no drop off. It's like, all right, did you hear that list?
So the problem is a lot of teams have two backup quarterbacks. One starts and one's the backup.
I don't know that
that's
I just
a
read
problem.
One starting caliber quarterback.
Yeah, Jameis.
You think Jameis Winston's a starter?
Jameis.
I don't think so.
Boy, they turned
Marcus
on him.
Mariota?
They turned on Jameis Winston this year.
Quick.
Well, he went with Dalton.
But you know what? But Jameis is Jameis, right? Even when his last year at Florida State, he turned the ball over a lot. When he got to the league, guess what he did?
You're not winning with Jameis Winston, man.
Seemed like a lot of people have turned on Jameis Winston.
Well, he's not very good.
He's easy. He's not the best of dudes either.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, too.
You want to eat a W with me? Come on. Eat a W. What are you talking about, bro?
I don't care about that. Serious? It's more about the woman stuff and the.
Well, of course, but know. I'm saying just as a
I
teammate.
I mean, come
too.
On, Woody was liquored up one night. I mean,
one
oh,
night.
Okay, yeah, I think it was multiple nights.
It was multiple nights,
okay.
And then when he got to the league, he did
no
the
sarcasm.
Uber too. Okay, just making sure. And
the
crab legs.
You guys, man. Yeah,
wait,
that's right.
Wait, tell me, did anybody see Duke when they unveiled their schedule? Did you see this?
No.
So you know everyone's doing these little catchy little YouTube internet things for social media. To unveil the schedule.
Yeah.
Duke, first road game. They're like, hey, we're going to blah, blah, blah. It's a coach or a guy walking over to the table, blah, blah, blah. They got some music in the background. He opens up his styrofoam to-go plate. It's crab legs. And then they put up Florida State as their first away game on their scheduling, on their verified Duke account.
That is cold, man.
I said, that's
dope.
That
is cold.
That's dope.
Hey. Brian, it's been great working with you, man.
Great
appreciate
time, man.
It. Always love having you in here. We'll have a lot more stuff tomorrow morning. It's been a crazy time, so we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.